Today we are starting the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos. We are holding on daf Lamid Amid Beis. So we're going to try to get through Lamid Amid Beis and Lamid Aleph Amid Aleph. So Lamid Amid Beis at the Mishnah. Ein Omdin L'Spalel El Mitoch Kovid Rosh. A person has to be in the right mindset, the right mood when he davens. It should be a sense of seriousness. Kovid Rosh, but the Rashi says more than that, Hachna'a, a sense of humbling oneself. They used to wait a Sha'a Achas before davening in order to get their mind right. So they would go to the place where they were going to daven and meditate for a little bit in order to make sure that their mind was in the right place. And if you're in the middle of davening, even if a king greets you, you should not respond to him. And even if you have a snake wrapped around your heel, do not stop your davening. The Gemara is going to discuss, obviously, if it's dangerous, this is not a Yaharik Val Yavar, you don't have to get yourself killed. Certainly if it's going to interrupt your Kavana L'chara, that would be a different story. Well, we're assuming, you know, you could keep on having Kavana just because there's a snake wrapped around your heel. I guess it was more common back then. It happened once. No, that's interesting. I'll hear that story later. So Minani Mili says, "Gemara, how do I know? How do I know that you have to have a sense of Kovid Rosh when you daven? That your person has to have a sense of seriousness and hachna'a in his tefillah." So the Gemara is going to give four sources for this. Number one, Amar Blazer, Dabar Kra. Vihi maras nefesh. The pasuk describes, and we're going to see, we learn a lot of halachos of tefillah from this set of psukim. It's a psukim about Chana, right? That she was maras nefesh. So you see that she was in a mood where she was very sincere and very serious. No, maybe that's just what Chana was because of what was going on in her life at that time, that her tzara had all these children. She didn't have any children, so she had a sense of bitterness in her life. But that doesn't mean that everybody that davens always has to have that same sense. So Ella, second possibility. Ella, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mehacha. Va'ani brov chascha ovo vesecha eshtach ve'elheichel kachcha. That I'm going to go to the place of the Ribbono Shel Olam and I'm going to daven biyirasecha with a sense of yira. So you see again, not a sense of levity, not a jovial atmosphere or attitude, but a sense of yira. Says, maybe that was different because David was different. David just had a different attitude toward his tefillah, and he caused himself a great deal of distress in his approach to tefillah. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's what we all have to do. Ella, a third possibility. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi Mehacha, Hishtachvu LaHashem Bahadras Kodesh. Al tikri bahadras ella bicharadas. What's a charada? Tremble. Right, that we are mishtachvet Hashem with a charada, with a holy charada. Mimai, how's that a raya? Dilma liolam emelach hadras mamish. Maybe it means hadras. What's hadras? Glory. Kiyad Rav Yehuda, v'metzayin nafshe, v'adamatzli, like Rav Yehuda would make sure that he was dressed nicely, his tie was, you know, was made nice or whatever. He didn't have a tie, but, you know, that he made sure that he looked proper to daven, but nothing to do with a sense of seriousness. Ella, a fourth possibility and final possibility, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mehacha. If du'as Hashem b'yira, v'gilu b'ra'ada. One should be ovid Hashem with a sense of yira, and one should rejoice with a sense of trembling. Now, avodas Hashem means tefillah, so you should do tefillah with a sense of yira. My v'gilu b'ra'ada, what's that second half? What's the rejoicing with trembling? Those two things don't sound like they fit together. Samar avad b'armasa, amar rabba, b'makom gila, sham tehe ra'ada. It's exactly correct. In a place where the rejoicing is going to get very labedic, so a person has to make sure that there's a sense of ra'ada as well, that there's a sense of trembling as well. Talmid Rabbi Yonah famously says over here that this is unique to the relationship one has with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Normally, people that you're afraid of, you're not enthralled with. People that you are enthralled with, you're not afraid of. But when approaching the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's this tremendous yira, and it's exciting to be in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there's this rejoicing excitement, and there's also at the very same time a sense of ra'ada. So main point number one over here, you need to prepare for tefillah with a sense of kovod rosh, a sense of seriousness, and we have four potential sources for that idea. So the Gemara continues. Abaye of Yosef Kamei de Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba, Chazya Dava Kabodach Tuva, and he saw that he was in a good mood. He was smiling or laughing too much, and it looked like he was maybe forgetting the sense of seriousness one should have in the presence of God. So Amar V'gilu Bar Adukziv. He said, you know, you're supposed to have a little bit, it's supposed to be tempered with a little sense of trembling. What are you doing? Amalei Ana Tfilin Manachna. No problem, I'm wearing tefillin. So you have no fear, you should have no fear that I'm going to forget God, that I'm going to in any way lose perspective, because so long as I'm wearing tefillin, I'm protected. That's what Maritz Chayis writes over here, that this is probably where the Rambam gets the idea. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tefillin, Halach Chavei, that so long as a person has tefillin al rosho, velz ro'o, who anav v'yirei shamayim, he's a humble person, and yirei shamayim v'enu nimshach b'schok u'b'sicha b'teila, and he's not going to be involved in levity, v'enu mahar machshav azra'os, he's not going to have bad thoughts, and all the mefarshim don't understand, where did the Rambam get that from? How does he know this nevuah, that a person who's wearing tefillin is not going to succumb to these things? So says Maritz Chayis, it's this Gemara, that even in a situation where a person normally might get caught up in the levity of everything, but if he's wearing tefillin, he's protected. Rabbi Yirmiyah, have a Yosef kamed Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Zera. Chaz yadav kabadach tuva. Again, he saw that he was getting a little too jovial. Amar lei b'chol etzev yemosar. That when you have a proper sense of sadness, a proper sense, you temper that joy a little bit, that's where you're going to get schar. Ksiv. That's what the pasuk says. So why are you just letting loose over here? So amar lei, I'm not tefillin, Menachem. Same response. I'm wearing tefillin. Don't worry, I'm safe. Mar Berei de Ravina Ovid Hilula Lebrei. Mar Berei de Ravina made a wedding for his son. You would think if there's ever a place you can go wild, you can go crazy and have a great time, it's at a wedding. How do I know that? Because the Gemara in the second part of Ksubas tells us. What do they used to do at weddings? The different rabbanim, that one would take the kala up on the shoulders, they would juggle fire on all sorts of different fun things that they would do at weddings. So he made a wedding for his son. Chazinu l'rabbanu dav kabat chituva, and they saw that the rabbis were going a little overboard in the celebration. Icy kosa demukra bas arba me'azuze, they found a coast that is cost 400 zuz, v'tavar kamayu, and they broke that coast, the Atzivu, and that brought down the mood a little bit. Says Tosos, the top Tosos, of just a few words, Mikan Nagu Lishbar Zuchuchas B'Nisuin, and that's where we have a minhag from, to break a glass at the Nisuin. So it's been noted that maybe it seems a little funny that as soon as they break the glass, that's when everyone screams, Mazel Tov, and the music starts or whatever. No, the whole point was that's when the music should stop, right? That's when it should bring it down a little bit. That's the idea of breaking the glass at the Nisuin. What? Okay, good. Mirz Hashem. The second main point, tefillin keep a sense of kovod rosh, even in otherwise very jovial situations. And main point number one at the top is in order to not let your joy get out of hand, even at weddings, you should break something. The Achronim deal with, isn't this baltashkes? You're taking a very expensive glass and breaking it. Why isn't that baltashkes? Isn't that wasteful? But if you're using it for doing something, exactly, that's not baltashkes. That's exactly what, you know, it has a function over here. It has a purpose. So that is the ha'ara of some of the Achronim. I think Maritz Chayis points that out as well, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Maritz Chayis points out that even though someone who's Meshaber Kelim violates Baltashkes, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, but over here you're doing Mishum Siba. you're doing it for a reason. B'chia Gavna, in such a circumstance, there's no Isra Bal Tashlis. There's another story. Rav Ashi, Avadi Lula Lebrei. Rav Ashi made a wedding for his son. Chazinu L'Rabbanu Dovah Kabal Chituva. He saw the rabbis get that hand. Aisi Kasa de Zugisa Chivarta. Took a glass of a white glass, a kosa made of white glass, V'tavar Kamayu, and he broke in front of them. V'iyat Sivu, and again, they were sad. This is the Gemara I learned with my brother, I believe, on his wedding day. He wanted to sit and learn. He needed a chavrusa because he was getting married that day. He thought he wouldn't concentrate otherwise, so we did this Gemara. Amru le rabbanan l'rav hamnuna, zute bihilula b'mar demar b'rei d'ravina, lishri lan mar. The rabbanan said to Rav Hamnuna, zute, at the wedding of mar b'rei d'ravina, sing for us something. He said, oh, I just wrote a great song. It's great for a wedding. Amru lehu, vaylan demisnin, vaylan demisnin. Woe unto us, we're all going to die. Woe unto us, we're all going to die. Great. Amrulay, anan manani basrach. They're like, okay, so like, what's the, you know, their songs were responsive. You say one line, I say the next line. So what are we supposed to say after that? Like, yay? Like, what are we supposed to say? Amrulay, hey Torah ve hey mitzvah demignu alan. That Torah the mitzvahs will protect us. And that's the more upbeat. I guess the low part of the song was Vaylan D'Misnon. And then the high part was that Torah and mitzvahs will protect us. Maritz Chayes points out over here as well. Vaylan D'Misnon is appropriate for a wedding, he says. Because the ikar simcha of a wedding, of a marriage, is that it's l'kiyum amin. It's what ensures the continuity of the Jewish people and of humanity in general. So if a man were to not get married, there would be no kiyum amin, and then when he would die, that would be the end of him. So vaylan demisnan, and that's why we're solving the problem of death being the end by getting married and making sure that there is a kiyum, that there will be future generations. That's why when you go to a shiva house, a lot of times they'll say the greatest nechama should be the children. Why are the children the greatest nechama? Because that shows you that even though the person's gone, they're not gone. There's meaning that there's they left their impact because it's going to continue for generations forward. Person should not fill his mouth with laughter in this world. Shenemar oz yimali schok pinul shonen rina. Emasai. When is it appropriate to let the simcha get really wild and really full and complete? Only when the goyim recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which happens at the end of days, which happens with the geula. Amro laval Reish Lakish shemiyamav lo milei schok piv bol mazeh. That Reish Lakish in his entire life never had a 100% complete sense of joy. Michi shama mirab Yochanan rabbe, from the time that he heard this teaching of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan quoted it from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. As soon as Reish Lakish heard that from Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, that was it. He changed his whole hanhaga, the way that he behaved. Tan Rabbanan, einom din l'sval lo mitoch din, lo mitoch tzvar halacha, lo mitoch halacha psuka. What should you do immediately before a tefillah to make sure that your mind is in the right place? It should not be involved in complicated dine Torah. It should not be involved in a complicated sugya in halacha. Rather, it should be halacha psuka. Halacha psuka means no explanations necessary, nothing, just straightforward, something that's not going to occupy your mind. Ve'echidami halacha psuka. What's an example of halacha psuka? The Gemara is going to give three examples of halacha psuka, the most curious examples. You would think, what's halacha psuka? It does not require much analysis. Lo tirtzach, don't kill. Okay, I won't kill. That's pretty straightforward. No, what is the halacha psuka? Amra bay kiyad Rabbi Zeira. The Amra Rabbi Zeira, it's like Rabbi Zeira taught. The Rabbi Zeira said, "Benos Yisrael lechmiru al atzman, shafilu rose tipestam kechardol yoshos l'Hashem nekiim." On a daraisa level, one only has to observe 7 clean days of no blood before becoming tahar. If by a woman, if she bled for 3 consecutive days during the Yemei Ziva, for 3 consecutive days, but the Benos Yisrael decided on their own to take an extra chumrah that they're going to require of themselves 7 clean days, even if they just see once one tiny drop of blood. the size of a mustard seed. So that is a halacha psuka, because there's no explanation. There's nothing to explain. It's the Benos Yisrael decided they're taking this chumrah, period, end of story. Rava Amar Kiyad Rav Hoshia. Rava said, I have a different example. What Rav Hoshia said, Dav Rav Hoshia, Marim Adam Al Tavuaso Umachnisa B'motz Shala Kadesh Tei Behemta Ocheles Uptura Min HaMaiser. The halacha is that once you bring all your grain into your house, you no longer can use it for anything, even to feed your animals, until you take Trumas HaMaisos. But if you don't fully process it before bringing it into your house, you leave it in its shell, and that way it's not yet fully processed. By the time you bring it into your house, then you're able to feed it to your animals without taking Trumas HaMaisos. That is the halacha psuka. The Ibayisema, third possibility. Kiad Ravuna, what Ravuna taught us. Dam Ravuna Rabzira, make his dam bebehemus kachim. If one bloodlets an animal that belongs to the base of Migdash, Asrbana, that blood is Asrbana, Umal in Bo, and you violate Me'ila if you get an from it. Rabbanan Avdi Kemasnisin, Rav Ashi, Avid Kebraisa. The Rabbanan did like the Mishnah, that you should daven with a sense of Kovid Rosh. And Rav Ashi did like the Brisa, said that he always daven first with a halacha psuka. So different anhagos of exactly what you should do before davening. Should it be meditating and trying to develop a sense of seriousness, or should it be learning halacha psuka? So main point number two, a person should daven in the context, the Brisa says a person should daven in the context of halacha psuka. And three examples. Three examples of halacha psuka. We have shiva nikiyim for a single drop of blood. We have bringing grain in the house still in its shells so the animals can eat. And we have bloodletting from a behemas kachim being asr ba'anah and chayiv b'mi'ila. Tanu rabbanan, new braisa. Einam l'nuspal lo mitoch atzos, lo mitoch atzos, lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch sicha, lo mitoch chalz rosh, lo mitoch dvar b'telim. Here are the things you should not be doing and should not be going through your head, the moods you should not be in when you daven. Not a sense of sadness, not a sense of laziness, not a sense of joking around, not a sense of frivolous talk, not a sense of kalas rosh, of lightheadedness, not speaking dvar b'telim, unworthy things. Ella mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. It should come in the context of a simcha shel mitzvah. You just done a mitzvah, great, go daven. V'chein lo yiftar adam mechavero. And similarly, when you say goodbye to a friend, lo mitoch sicha, v'lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch chalas rosh, v'lo mitoch dvar betelim, you don't part with a joke. What do you part with? Ella mitoch dvar halacha. You say it dvar halacha, you say it dvar Torah. Shekin matzinu b'neviyim harishonim, shesimu divrayim b'divrei shevach v'tanchumim. That we find that the neviyim harishonim concluded their books of nevuah with words of shevach to Hashem and nechama to the Jewish people. So you say a nice shtickle Torah. The Achronim point out that dvar halacha over here probably doesn't mean halacha per se, because none of the examples we're about to give have anything to do with halacha. It's just the Dvar Torah. So you leave with the Dvar Torah. V'chein tana mari bar berei de Rav Huna, berei de Rav Yirmiya bar Abba. Al yiftar adam echavero el mitoch dvar halacha, shemitoch kach zochrehu. You want to remember your friend? So, or you want him to remember you? Tell him the Dvar Torah. And that way he'll always remember you through that Dvar Torah. The assumption is that you're likely to forget your friend, but you're not likely to forget your Torah. Right? That seems to be the assumption. So, but you have that shtickle Torah, so now you'll always remember your friend. Ki hod Rav Kahana, alve l'Rav Simi Bar Ashi, mi pum nahara ad beit sinta d'bavel. Rav Kahana escorted Rav Simi Bar Ashi from pum nahara until the place of the palm trees in Bavel. Ki matalah, so when he got there, amale mar vaday da amri inchi, hani tzanisa d'bavel isnu me adam arishon v'ad hashta. He says, you know what people say, that these palm trees of Bavel have been here from the days of Adam Rishon until now. Amalei at karten milsav de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. He says, that reminds me of the teaching of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Dam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, may dechsev be'eretz asher lo avar ba'ish v'lo yashav adam sham. What does the pasuk mean when it says, the land that no person passed through and no man dwelled there? If no person ever passed through there, isn't it obvious that no man dwelled there, v'chime achar delo avar heich yashav. If no one even passed through, there's nowhere to dwell. There's no one to dwell. Ela lomer lecha kol eretz shegazer alei adam arishon liyishuv nisyashva. Adam arishon looked around at the planet and he made a gzeira on each piece of land, which parts will be dwelled in, which parts will not, which parts will be populated, which ones will not. So wherever he made the gzeira, that's where it happened. For kol eretz shelo gazer alei adam arishon liyishuv, lo nisyashva. And wherever he didn't make such a gzeira, it didn't happen. Rav Mordechai Alvei l'Rav Simi Barashi me Hagrunya v'ad Beikipi. He escorted him from Hagrunya to Beikipi. Vamila ad Beiduri. And some say until Beiduri. So main point number three, when you depart from a friend, you should do so with a Dvar Halacha, so that he will remember you. You should always, last word should be a Dvar Halacha, so that he will remember you. Minigin Yeshivas, is that when someone leaves Yeshiva, for some reason, at a time that's not the last day of yeshiva, the chevra gets together, they do a little sudas preda, and the person says a dvar halacha. He says a dvar Torah, and that way they are mekayim this din. They'll see him 2 weeks later in camp and whatever. Okay, but still, it's a minute. Tanu Rabbanan, hamispal tzarich sheichavin eslibel l'shamayim. When you daven, big news flash here, when you daven, you're supposed to have kavana, not just kavana. Think about God. You're supposed to have kavana for God. Abishol omer simin ledavar, a simin to this, tach libam tach shevaznecha, that when their hearts are prepared, so then Hashem's ears will be listening. Tanya, omer Rabbi Yehuda, kachayim in hagosh shel Rabbi Akiva. Here's how Rabbi Akiva used to daven. When he was davening with the minyan, he knew that they were all waiting for him, so he would daven quickly, not to be matriach then. But when he would daven alone, he davened with such fervor that if you left him in one corner of the room where he started the tefillah with all of his hishtachavayos and krios v'hishtachavos, by the time he came back, he was all the way at the other side of the room without even moving his feet. V'kol kach lama, v'mpnei krios v'hishtachavayos. How did he get there? Because of all the krios v'hishtachavayos. So main point number four, Rabbi Kiva would daven quickly, Bitzibur, not to be matriach people, but by himself, he would end up from one corner to the other, which presumably means for a very long time he would be engaged in tefillah. Amr b'chia baraba, a lot of halachos now about tefillah. La'olam yispal adam bebayis sheyesh bo chalonos. You should always try to daven in a house that has windows. Shenemar v'chavin psichin lei. So we assume that means chavin psichin lei, that you have windows. You might think it's great to daven all day long. That's why Daniel says, how many times? Three. You might think, yeah, Daniel only limited it to three when he came to Bavel and he got a little weaker in his tefillah. No, it says this was his minog min kademestina, from always, from way before. You might think you could face in whatever direction you want when you daven. Tamalomar, neged Yerushalayim. That's why it says, neged Yerushalayim, one is supposed to face Yerushalayim, which really depends on where you are in the world, what direction you face. Someone was trying to convince me that we should face north, because if you go over the North Pole, it may be a quicker route to Yerushalayim. We don't assume that way. We assume that you're always going, unless you're north of Yerushalayim, then you face south, or south of Yerushalayim, you face north. Yachliye kolon bebas achas. You might think to include all of it together, all three tefillos at one time. Kvar mefurish al yedei David, d'chsev erev vavoker v'tzahrayim. That's why David HaMelech says, no, don't say that. You don't say, oh, I got to daven three times. Say, let me get it all out of the way in the morning. You know, a good start to your day. I'll daven Shachris Mincha Maariv right away in the morning. No, it should be broken up at the different time frames of the day. Yachol Yashmiya Kolo B'Tfilah. Now here's where we're going to move into Chana. We're going to get a lot of lessons in Tfilah from Chana. You might think you should daven out loud. Kvar Mefurish Al Yidei Chana. Chana is the paradigm of tefillah, and the pasuk says, "Shenemar v'kola lo yishama." Her voice could not be heard. Yachol yishal adam tzracha v'achar kach yispalel. You might think to ask for your needs and then offer tefillos of praise to Hashem. Kvar mefurish al yidei Shlomo. That's why it says by Shlomo, "Shenemar l'shmoa elarina v'elat tefillah." Rina zu tefila, tefila zu bakasha. Rina means, you know, the praises of Hashem, and tefila is what you want to ask of Hashem. Ein omer davar acher emes v'yatziv, a davar acher emes v'yatziv, aval acher tefila afil k'sei devidu shvim ha-kipurim omer. After emes v'yatziv, don't add in extra stuff, but after you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you can add in as much as you want, even the whole video of Yom HaKippurim. It marnam yom rabchir barash yom rav. Afal b'sham rushola dem tzrach v'shmei tefila, even though you're supposed to ask for your needs during Shemei Tefillah, im bo lomar achar tefillah so, afil k'sedr shal yom ha-kippurim, omer. If after your tefillah you want to add in, even like the whole seder yom ha-kippurim, gesunte, you could do that. So main point number, what are we up to? Five? You should praise God before asking for your needs, and add as much as you want at the end of the tefillah. Not as much as you want at the end of the tefillah. Do we have time for a little more? How much time do we have? Oh, wow. Yes, let's go a little further. So the Gemara says we have a lot to learn from Chana. Amar Rav Nuna, kam ilchsa gavrusa ikal lemishma mehani kray de Chana. There are so many amazing halachos we can learn from Chana. Pasuk says, v'chani medaberes aliba. Chana spoke on her heart. Mikan lemispalas tzarek sheichavin libo. We see from there that one's heart has to be focused when davening. Pasuk says, "Raks v'sa na'os." Her lips were moving. Mikan l'mispala sheyachtuch b'svasav. That a person should move their lips to form the words with their lips. V'kala le'yishama. Mikan shasalag bi'akala b'tfilasav. It says her voice couldn't be heard. We see from there that you're not allowed to raise your voice in tefila. Pasuk goes on, ve'achshavei Eli l'shikora. Eli thought she was drunk. Mikan sheshikrasu l'spala. That seemed like it was a bad thing because a drunk person may not daven. Ve'yomer elah Eli ad masay tishtakren, and Eli said to her, "How long are you going to be drunk for?" Amr lebazar mikan l'ro b'chaveiro davar sheino hagun sarach lochicho. From that we learn, from the Eli's behavior, we learn that if you see someone doing something wrong, correct them. And the pasuk continues, "Vatan chana v'tomer lo aduni." Chana says, "You got it all wrong, buddy, or aduni, my master." Amr ula v'item Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Amr lei lo adon ata b'davar zeh. You are not a master of the information over here. V'lo ruach hakodesh shora alecha. You have no ruach hakodesh inspiring you right now. Sha'ata choshdani b'davar zeh. By suspecting me of being drunk, you are totally off base. Ikeda amri, others say no. Hachi amrele. This is what she was really saying to him. Lo adonata lav ikashchina v'ruach hakodesh kabach. Shadantani l'kav chov v'lodantani l'kav zchus. That you don't have the shchina and ruach hakodesh that you were dan mi l'kav chov and not l'kav zchus. Milo yadata, don't you know di isha kshas ruach anochi, that I am a woman who is in a bad emotional predicament. The yain v'sheich alosh esisi, she went on to say, I didn't drink anything. Amar Abelazar mikan l'nechshad v'davar she'ein bo she'tzarech l'odiyo. If someone suspects you of something that you are innocent of, you should let them know that you are in fact innocent. That's why she said, I didn't drink. Al titein es hamas l'vnei bas b'liyal. Don't think I'm a nobody. Amar Abelazar mikan l'shikr she'mispalel kilu avir avadzara. Meaning that means she's saying, if I were guilty of what you're accusing me of, I would be a bas b'liyal. Bas b'liyal means someone who does avodah zarah. How do I know it means someone who does avodah zarah? K'siv hachal lefnei bas b'liyal. Uksiv hasam yatzu anashim bnei b'liyal mikir b'cha. So just like mala alan avodah zarah, just like in that pasuk, it's clear that it's referring to avodah zarah. So afkan avodah zarah. Here as well, it's avodah zarah. Vayan Eli v'yomer l'chila shalom. So Eli said, "Oh, go in peace." Amar Blazer mikan l'choshir es chaver b'davar shein bo shetzaruch l'faiso. That when you suspect someone of doing something wrong and they're innocent, you what we call choshed b'ksheirim, you need to appease them. You need to apologize. V'lo od, but not only apologize. El shetzaruch l'varcha. I'm sure you've heard this. You owe me a bracha. Why do I owe you a bracha? Because if you're choshed b'ksheirim, you have to give a bracha. Shenemar v'elkei Yisrael yitein es shelascha. So main point number one over here. Lists of we have a whole list of lessons to be learned from Chana's tefillah. A, daven quietly. B, your lips should move. C, you shouldn't daven drunk. D, you should reprimand friends who are doing something wrong. E, you should defend yourself if you're innocent. And F, if someone falsely accuses someone, they should give them a bracha. We will stop there.